Sanitation Department of El Paso found Sheffield's right foot, still clad in a pricey Ferragamo loafer in the trash bin behind the police headquarters. Andrew had yet to be fully accounted for. Hence my scared shitless state of mind. We inched forward, the only sound the occasional swish of the intermittent wipers as they arced across the windshield. I knew Eddie well enough to know his lack of response meant he agreed with me, but perhaps some things are better left unsaid. Think happy thoughts, I told myself. Fluffy kittens, colorful rainbows, big tax refunds. Of course, it would be easier to think happy thoughts if my right arm wasn't bearing a plaster cast. I'd fractured my wrist diving out a window to evade Grider. The con artist was rotting in jail now. Hey, now there's a happy thought. Finally, we reached the bleary-eyed postal worker standing in the parking lot. She wore a dark blue rain slicker and held an umbrella in one hand, a white plastic box bearing the Postal Service Eagle logo in the other. I unrolled my window, letting in the dank air, and dropped my return into her nearly full bin. Thanks. See you next April 15th. A drop of rain rolled off the tip of her nose as she forced a feeble smile. How much longer would I file single? I wasn't yet ready for diapers, playdates, and PTA meetings, but the thought of joint tax returns didn't frighten me as much as it used to. Maybe because of Brett Ellington, the sweet, brave, and incredibly sexy landscape architect I'd been dating the past few months. I rolled up my window and checked my watch. 6:37 p.m. That's a personal best. Eddie snorted.
I filed my return 2 months ago. Already got my refund.
I cut my eyes to him. Oh, yeah? And what did Sandra and the twins spend the money on? He turned away, letting me know my jab had hit home.
Ha! You are whipped, dude!
Better to be whipped than to be a procrastinator.
Hey, I've been busy. Busy shopping and packing for my upcoming trip to Fort Lauderdale with Brett. I'd made no less than 3 trips to Victoria's Secret before deciding on the red satin teddy with black trim and those little clip thingies to hold up a pair of old-fashioned fishnet stockings. I couldn't wait for Brett to see me in it. He was a perfect gentleman in public, but in the bedroom, well, let's just say he left his decorum at the door. A new red chiffon cocktail dress had made its way into my shopping bag, too. The spaghetti straps and handkerchief edge gave it a feminine and festive feel. It was the perfect outfit for the American Society of Landscape Architects Awards Banquet, where the Society would bestow its prestigious landmark award on Brett for his work at City Hall. I'd scored the dress 40% off at an after-Easter sale. Christ may have risen, but Neiman's had lowered its prices. Hallelujah! I stifled a yawn. Not surprising I was tired, since we'd been on the job since 9 o'clock that morning and at the office until midnight the last few nights reviewing paperwork. The Mendoza case was so highly sensitive, we'd been forbidden to discuss it with anyone, even our co-workers. To maintain secrecy, we'd been forced to perform some of our work after hours. Why the secrecy? 3 years ago, a special agent named Nick Pratt had infiltrated Mendoza's operations and purportedly obtained evidence that Mendoza had earned enormous sums of illegal, unreported income. Though the details were sketchy, Mendoza allegedly got wind of the investigation, bought off the agent, and set up the trader in a luxury beachside condominium in Cancun, Mexico. Tough life, huh? Lawyers at the U.S. Department of Justice fought to extradite Pratt back to the U.S. on charges of obstruction of justice and theft of government property. But the Mexican judge refused to cooperate, claiming all Pratt did was quit his job at the IRS, which wasn't illegal. He argued the theft charge would...